I'm David Dye. This is the World Cafe. We welcome husband and wife Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires to the show today. His new album, which has been getting rave reviews and much press, is called Southeastern, and her new one is called Down Fell the Doves. We'll hear both full band performances from Jason recorded in front of an audience at World Cafe Live, as well as more intimate studio performances with Amanda Shires. Isbell got his start in the Drive-By Truckers as one of the three strong writers and guitarists in the band. He left the band in 2007 to pursue a solo career, and he released some strong albums, winning the Americana Song of the Year Award for Alabama Pines. Jason and Amanda married in early 2013 after Jason decided to get sober. Many of the songs on the new album deal with his coming to terms with his drinking. Let's start with this full band performance of Live Oak.
There's a man who walks beside me. He is who I used to be. And I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. And I wonder who she's pining for on nights I'm not around. Could it be the man who did the things I'm living down? I was rougher than the timber, shipping out of Fond du Lac. When I headed south at 17, a sheriff on my back. I'd never held a lover in my arms or in my gaze. So I found another victim every couple days. But the night I fell in love with her, I made my weakness known to the fighters and the farmers digging dusty fields alone. The jealous innuendos of the lonely-hearted men let me know what kind of country I was sleeping in. Well, you couldn't stay loner on the plains before the war. When my neighbors took to sliding me, I had to ask what for. Rumors of my wickedness had reached our little town. Soon she heard about the boys I used to hang around. We robbed a Great Lakes freighter, killed a couple men aboard. When I told her, her eyes flickered like the sharp steel of a sword. All the things that she'd suspected, I expected her to fear, was the truth that drew her to me when I landed here. There's a man who walks beside me, he is who I used to be. I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. And I wonder who she's pining for on nights I'm not around. Could it be the man who did the things I'm living down? Carved a cross from Live Oak in a box from shortleaf pine, and buried her so deep she touched the water table line. Picked up what I needed and I headed south again. To myself I wondered, would I ever find another friend? There's a man who walks beside her, he is who I used to be. I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me.
Thank you.
Live from the stage of World Cafe Live, that is one of our guests today. That's Jason Isbell on the 400 unit with Live Oak. One of the tunes from Southeastern is a new album that has garnered by far the best reviews of his career, and we are very happy to welcome him. And this is not really a duo that performs a lot together, his wife, Amanda Shires, is here as well. She's got a really wonderful new album as well. So it must have been a pretty creative time in your household there for a while, eh?
I think so.
Yeah, I like to keep it that way as much as possible.
Yeah.
So what happens? Do you have, like, individual creative spaces within the abode?
Yeah, they're not really set up for that. I use the kitchen table. She has a desk and an actual office, but I'm more of a kitchen table kind of writer.
And there's the living room, but sometimes we switch it up.
Yeah, well, I think the important thing for us is to separate for long enough to get any work done. Because when we're not on the road, we don't really feel like, going to different parts of the room unless we just make a rule. Okay, we're going to separate. We're going to write something and then come back together and play it for each other. That's worked really well for us in the past.
So you like being together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I think it's a good thing. It's modern love.
Now, tell me about how you accept the reactions of the other person to your songs. Are you able to accept the... I'm sure there's some criticism.
Yeah, you get real pissed for a minute, and then you think about it, and then you try not to be pissed. And then when you think about it, when you're not angry at all, you think, well, is this person right? And usually she is. So usually I change the line, and then everybody's really happy.
Same with Well, for me, it's really intimidating to play anything new because I'm not the kind of guitar player he is, so it's kind of, a little self-conscious bringing new songs in.
Most of the time while she's playing me a new song, I'm kind of in the back kind of Van Halen licks just to make her feel worse about it. I'll play Eruption from the kitchen while she's working on something.
That song we just heard from this new album has the opening line. There's a man who walks beside me. He's who I used to be, and I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me, which seems pretty personal. The song goes on into, kind of an outlaw tale, but that seems like a communication between the two of you.
Yeah, I think so. It was really, I guess, all taking place in my mind. That's one of those songs that came out of a worry and anxiety that I had before I got sober and got married and got my life straightened out. I was worrying if I would still be as attractive to her and to my friends, to my family, in all kinds of different ways. I think if I knew now what I'd known then, I wouldn't be able to write that song. Because now it's not a worry, it's not a concern. I think everything's worked out for the best. But, in those days, it's scary. It's scary to jump off of that lion's head.
That's that seems to be a common fear when people get sober, that they will lose who they are.
It's a common fear, and it's a very good excuse for people who don't want to get sober. I think more so than the fear, really. You fear it a little bit, and then you make that fear huge, so you can say, this is why I'm not going to get sober.
All right. Jason Isbell is here, and Amanda Shires as well. We're going to go back to the stage and hear more of the set with the 400 unit, but this is an opportunity to hear some music from the wonderful new album that Amanda has put together called Down Fell the Doves, which you've rightfully sort of discussed as a bit of a darker album. Tell me about the place it came from when you started writing this.
I started writing some of the songs at the end of 2011, and by that time things like a series of catastrophes happened, I guess. Broke my fiddle on stage, ended a relationship, broke my finger in three spots, and so it started there and then progressed. The darkest it could be, eventually dug out of a tunnel into finding some light.
I think I met you right when your finger was healing. It was not a good time.
Yeah, I remember that. We were at Philly Folk Fest, and we were drinking beers, having an interview. That was awesome.
I was listening to that from wherever in the country I was, and I remember at the end of the interview, she said, "Break a bottle of beer."
It was kind of terrible. I had, I'd been playing fiddle, I don't know, like 18 years, and this, my ring finger, it was spiral fractured when I was swinging from a rope swing sober, and I had to take a long time off music, and then when I did get the thing back together. It took forever for it to make any kind of good movement.
I was thinking that, you know, Jason made a transition in his life, but you've been on the sort of a transition for a while, which is from fiddle player to songwriter, and you seem to have gotten as obsessed with songwriting as you've been with fiddle. Is that accurate?
I hope so. I like to study the craft for sure, but yeah, I am obsessed with it. Now I only play with artists whose music and songwriting I really admire, because I think, you know, I can learn something from them. And then also, if I don't know, since I'm being a songwriter too, I don't necessarily need to play with the guy down the street just to pay the light bill.
Right.
She works really hard on it. She's being modest. She works really hard on it. She spends summers reading James Joyce so she can write better songs. Nobody does that. It's crazy.
I'll bet that works. Why don't you do one from the new album?
All right. Spirals forming, it's her. She's roaring blue, crossing your mind again without warning. It's her, and she comes rolling over you like waves. I watch the one in you. Radiate. It was already land, all go out and go. Devastate. You get so dark. Does her voice light in you somewhere that I can never sing? And she comes rolling on through like waves. I'll watch the one in you radiate. It was already land, fall, go on and go. Our home, these walls, you could level it all. You have it in you, and it's enough to see you rolling over you like waves. To watch the one in you radiate. Why wait for the landfall? Go on and go.
Really nice and very different version of Devastate than the one you'll find on Amanda Shire's new album called Down Fell the Doves, with Jason Isbo on rhythm guitar on that one, and of course Amanda on the fiddle on that as well. So Jason, this Southeastern album has just, I mean, you know, you haven't been on Fresh Air before, you haven't had New York Times story before. And I'll have to tell you, part of my reaction is, where the hell y'all been? Because you've been writing great songs for a long, long time. What do you, from your perspective, what do you feel is different about this record?
I think the time that's passed during the course of my whole career, you know, eventually you force people to pay attention to what you're doing. And that's not to say that the current record's not the best work, because I feel like it's the best work that I've done to this point. I think I spent a lot more time on the songs and on writing the songs in particular, which, you know, makes all the difference at the end of the day. And I also think giving up some of the production reins, all the production reins, over to somebody else, to Dave Cobb, helped a whole lot, because, you know, I know a lot of people who wind up making the same record over and over, and it's a good record, but they make it 10 or 12 times. But, you know, I think the consistency really matters. I think people are so used to hearing a record where there's one or two songs that stand out, and then you're skipping the rest of them, you know, or you're buying two or three songs on iTunes and ignoring the rest of the record. And I think when somebody takes the time to actually care about an entire body of work, and really try to make the best album they can from start to finish, and people react well to it. Plus, there's a story, you know, there's definitely that story of redemption, I guess, where, you know, I'm not ignorant of it. I know that it helps people to come up with a narrative to discuss in the press when you do something like quit drinking after a lot of years of abusing yourself. And I think a lot of things just sort of happened all at the right time.
Yeah, that story obviously is a good hook.
It is, yeah.
But I think you have a really good point about how great the album is throughout. There's not a whole lot of tracks to skip on here. We're going to hear some more live from the stage with the full band, but I'd love it if you could do something for us.
Sure, yeah, no problem. Solo. Let's see here.
You said, Andy, you're better than your past. Winked at me and drained your glass. Cross-legged on a bar stool like nobody sits anymore. And she said, Andy, you're taking me home. But I knew she planned to sleep alone. I'd carry her to bed, sweep up. If I'd f***ed her before she got sick, I'd never hear the end of it. But she don't have much spirit for that now. We drink these drinks and laugh out loud, bitch about the weekend crowd, and try to ignore the elephant song. Said, Andy, you crack me up. Seagram's in a coffee cup. Sharecropper eyes, her hair almost all gone. She got drunk, she made cancer jokes. She made up her own doctor's notes. Surrounded by her family, I saw. Sing her classic country songs and she'd get high and sing along. But she don't have much voice to sing with now. We burn these joints in effigy, cry about what we used to be, try to ignore the elephant song. My place in line, but I don't give a damn about that. clear to me. No one dies with dignity. We just try to ignore the hell I find somehow. We just try to ignore the hell I find somehow. We just try to
Elephant, live in the World Cafe studio with Jason Isbell. More with Jason and his wife Amanda Shires in the studio and on stage. Amanda will sing a song from her new album, Down Fell the Doves, that had its start at a post-show meet and greet. We'll hear that when we get back to the World Cafe. Our guests today are Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires, married songwriters who each have new albums. We're talking with them in our studio before returning to the full band performances on stage at World Cafe Live. I asked Amanda to give us the backstory on her new song called Bulletproof.
Mainly, this is what happens. You know, you go play music shows in lots of towns and, you know, you meet lots of new people. And suddenly you have friends in a lot of towns. And a lot of times these friends are very thoughtful and they're sweet and they bring you nice presents like wine. The other night we played here and somebody brought me a necklace, which was really sweet. And sometimes if you left your makeup in another town, they'll go out of their way to bring you all their Clinique samples, which is really sweet. I was playing this show in Tampa, Florida, and for WMNF, the station out there. And I went back to the merch table to sell some CDs, and this guy in line in a Hawaiian shirt reeking of pot said, "Hey, I'm Tiger Bill. So glad to meet you. I brought you this." And, you know, handed me a lunch bag. And then I said, "Thank you so much. I've never gotten a gift like this before." And then I opened it inside of it, and it was whiskers and claws and fur and teeth. And, you know, something that looked like it could be dirt or dried up blood or something. And I said, "Oh, God, thank you so much. I've never gotten a gift like this before. I just appreciate it," you know, hoping that old Tiger Bill was done now. But he then said, "If you're going to... if you don't like it, that's fine, but at least keep the tiger claw and the whiskers because they'll make you bulletproof." And then I was thinking, what is this guy smoking? And then I said, "Thank you again. This is the best gift I've ever gotten in my whole entire life." And, you know, what do you do? Then the next morning I was thinking about how badass I'd be to, I don't know, if I could be bulletproof, which... I'm not ready to test out, just in case anybody starts.
It's not something you've needed to this point in your life, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, though. I don't know. If I would have been bulletproof, I could have done a lot more cool stage tricks. I mean,
nobody
maybe more
really
people
shoots.
Would listen to my music. Maybe more people would, I don't know, give me better wine.
It'd be nice if he had some stuff that was rope swing proof.
Oh, right. Party tricks. It'd be a good party trick.
Yeah.
So where are those tiger claws now?
It's in my desk at home. I was going to bring it, but I'm scared to death I'll lose it. But, oh, I have to tell you, because Tiger Bill wrote me a big, long email that he said, "Make sure those people know that I work at this place where we take care of big cats and we rescue them, because I don't want them coming after me thinking that I'm just killing animals for their fur and stuff." And he said they shed all that stuff, so they're animal-friendly.
And you give them a shout-out on the album, too, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I was an interesting experience.
It's quite a gift.
I was scared. You know, I was kind of weirded out by it at first.
Oh,
at first.
I'm weirded out in the telling. Yeah. But you got this great song.
Yeah, I mean, it's easier to write a song about that than some lentil soup somebody brought me.
Or his ear. At least he didn't send you his ear in the mail.
I almost went way wrong. I'm glad I didn't open my mouth right then.
So this is Bulletproof.
Tiger Bill gave me a tiger claw from a real Siberian tiger paw. He said, "This will make you bulletproof." So I've got this tiger claw from this real Siberian tiger paw. in my pocket. It's got me thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? It's got me thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? Does bulletproof include bows and arrows, hatchets and hammers, bandoliers full of ammo, anything from hacksaws to hand grenades? 'Cause we could set me up in my granddad's pasture and have ourselves a live target practice. Try out the throwing stars, bring out your switchblades. And maybe folks would line up, show up armed, excited for a person to try their weapons out on, and we could charge money. We could charge a whole lot of money. And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? Against you shotgunning across my mind, and I've taken you back too many times. Could I be armored against you too? Against all the ways that words cut through, against promises breaking into open wounds and the resulting scars. And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof?
Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires, that's her song called Bulletproof from Down Fell the Doves. And tell you what, let's go back to the stage. We'll hear a couple from Jason and the 400 Unit songs from Southeastern. Thank you guys so much for doing this little acoustic thing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. It's always good to see you.
A lot of fun. Let's go back to the stage. You may have heard this one. This is called Stockholm.
Goes up and down.
folks back home. Surely you got off the search and gone back to their own.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.